This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well, the pod starts like the rest I've heard. Another homemade intro by some washed up turd. Themes keep coming one on one and they keep coming. I don't know what's been shaking me. All I'm thinking about is swipers 1, 2, 3. We got too much to do. Here on Review, your favorite podcast. Pour you a cup and say, Alfred, how you been? 5 out of 5. This is a home run. It's confident how the hosts never change, never change, never change. Do they?
That's my favorite part about the show is that the hosts have never changed. That was beautiful. That was really lovely. For any of you musical theater hands, that was an a cappella rendition of Opening Up from Waitress, the musical. And it was from Victor. Victor says, hey guys, I could only think of one musical that I know by heart, and that's Waitress with Sarah Bareilles. I hope this a cappella rendition scratches that musical itch. I should say, it was fantastic. You can find me at Victor, VIKTOR _makes_music. It's the second search result on Instagram for those curious.
Well, Victor, you made music this week. I'll tell you that much.
Victor, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. And it's like, honestly, like I said before, it's like, it's so true that the hosts never change. Never change.
Well,
ever,
and that
famously.
Actually reminds me, I've been meaning to talk to you about something.
Nope, I don't like this joke. Alfrini Tini, if any of you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh, last week they said that this was their first pod post live show. we had a little scheduling thing and that was on me. But this
scheduling
one
thing.
And by scheduling thing, I mean I forgot to upload my audio.
You just didn't upload your half of the audio.
I thought I did, and I didn't. So REI was supposed to come out before Tums, but it literally doesn't matter.
Well, and honestly, after we did it, after you fucked up, I guess I mean, I love this dance move you're doing. I wish this was a video medium. I feel like Tums was a more fitting episode for last week anyway, because it's like, it was the
true
Thanksgiving week episode, and it's like, what's more indigestion causing the Thanksgiving food?
Exactly. And so we've just come out of Thanksgiving at the time of recording. And how was your Thanksgiving?
I ate a lot.
Were you Thanksgiving?
I was, it's Thanksgiving food time. Riley just stood up and walked away from the
coffee.
Computer. no, it was great. I had so much food. You know, I didn't really grow up with Thanksgiving as like a big deal on account of the fact that my parents were not American. And so we didn't really celebrate it. And I didn't have a lot of relatives that lived nearby. And so we just kind of did our own thing. But now I'm like, it's grown on me, the food. You know,
what was your favorite thing you ate?
Smoked turkey was pretty dang good. I love a corn pudding. You ever had corn pudding? God, I love
delicious.
A corn pudding. Green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
All these
fantastic
things that I never really had until I was an adult because I never had them growing up. And that's just kind of my, experience. How was yours?
It was lovely. We had some family friends visiting from England and it was their first Thanksgiving. Their first American Thanksgiving. And so they were like, what do we wear? Is it a big deal?
Wear?
Yeah. They're like, is it fancy? But it was fun. Had a good time. Daniel made an apple pie.
From beans on toast, right?
Daniel made an apple pie, as he's wont to do every year. And this is the best pie he's made, I think. It was amazing.
Because the others have been. dog shit.
but it is now December.
Let's shut the fuck up about fall. Let's Fall's over. Let's shut the fuck up
about fall. It's winter, bitch.
It's maybe... It's even according to the astronomical calendar. The winter...
Astronomical calendar?
You know what I mean, bitch. The fucking...
according to the astronomical calendar.
You know what? My legs are up.
Yeah, Alf, before we started recording, Alf goes, I'm bringing a different kind of energy to the pod today. I'm like, oh yeah? He goes, I know you can't see it, but my legs are up.
I got my legs are elevated as if I've been in a skiing accident, and I am loving
so
it.
So that's the energy. Alf, how do you feel about winter?
I love it. No, I don't. Why am I lying? I hate it. Winters when I was a boy growing up in Virginia were mild and brief. Much like my marriage and the, stupid. I've never really been good at like the long haul winters, which is what we experience here in the Midwest. Chicago, Illinois represent. Go Bears, I suppose. And, I like to be cozy. I like winter until about January 20th.
6th.
I knew you were back. I like winter until about January 6th, and then I'm just reminded of what I did.
A little trip I took a couple of years ago.
And why I'm still in so much trouble with the government, and I get frustrated. No, but yeah, until about January, like late January, I'm like, I love it, the holiday, New Year, everything's so fun, so much food. And then we get to like...
You're an alien.
Yes, and then we get to February, and I'm like, fuck everything. Holy shit, what an incoherent answer to the question.
Great, so how's you don't winter like winter.
I don't really, but I do this time of year. This is the winter I like. I like the preceding year winter. You know what I mean?
I like the preceding
It's new year
winter
that
winter.
I don't like, I guess, is what we're learning.
I like the preceding year.
But you know what I mean?
The winter, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
The winter that comes in the back half of the year.
My God. Your feet are up.
It's causing all the blood to pool in my body, and my brain is slowing.
I get that. I mean, growing up in California, didn't really have it, right? Except the kind of intro to winter would be the Santa Anas in the late fall. And so,
what the hell does that mean?
The Santa Ana winds, fire season would kind of be my late fall.
What are you talking about? I don't know what that is.
You don't know what the Santa Ana winds are?
Couldn't tell you.
It's basically you. It's these wind trends that come about from the Santa Ana region, mm-hmm. and like due to certain pressures at that time of year, and they're really intense, dry, warm winds, and so it makes for a really intense fire season. And so a lot of my late fall into early winter is Santa Ana time growing up. So it'd be a lot of evacuations.
Were there fires this year?
Knock on wood, not yet, Mama.
I'll drink to that.
But I know what you mean. I love a preceding year winter. Is that what you said?
I think so.
But I love the holidays. Mm. Sue me. But I've said this before many times on this podcast, but New Year's gives me anxiety because of the passage of time. But we're not there yet.
My therapist said that New Year's was her favorite holiday.
That is psychotic. You should change therapists.
And I thought to myself, I was like, that's why you can be a therapist.
Yeah.
Because you are not... filled with the deepest sense of anxiety about the marching forward
dread.
Of
yes.
time.
Yep.
She's
yep,
like,
yep, yep.
Oh, it's new beginnings. You get a chance to reinvent yourself every year. I love it.
It'll never be this year again. I'll never be the age I am now. Right. It'll never be this exact moment. My parents are getting older. I'm getting older.
Time marches
forward. But we're not here to talk about time. We're not here to talk about New Year's because that's too early. But we are here to talk about
smoking time.
A little chilly.
Okay.
Something a little chilly. Festive.
Something a little festive. Don't really think it's festive, but...
What do you mean?
Well, festive is like... I feel like that has to do with the holiday.
I mean, it's... Well, guys, what do you think is festive about snowman building kits, what we're here to talk about today? I thought this was a potential topic to Alfred.
I guess I'm being negative.
And Alf said that can't possibly exist.
It's true.
And I've actually never seen one. I just assumed they existed, and I was right.
Did Daniel pitch it as a topic?
Maybe.
Stolen Valor?
Snowman
Stolen
something.
Valor?
No. I said snowman building kits, and you're like, that doesn't exist. And I said, yes, it does. Because even though I have never seen one in real life, it's 2023. You have to imagine that people aren't just out in the woods getting two rocks for eyes and getting a carrot from inside.
It breaks
my heart.
I know,
and little twigs for arms. No, what these are plastic. These are mass-produced kits of fake coal for eyes and like plastic carrot for nose and like felt arms and a felt scarf and hat. It's not the point of a snowman. It's not the spirit.
Alf,
talk to me about snowman building kits.
Well, I can't actually speak to shit about snowman building kits themselves because I've never used one and I will never use one.
Yeah. Did you build snowmen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what kind of materials did you make snowmen with?
So classic would be pick two of the largest tree branches you've ever seen and stick them in the arms. So it looks like this is less of a snowman and more of an Archangel Gabriel sort of thing. It's like massive,
physically accurate angel.
Horrifying, like Dennis Rodman wingspan snowman. And then, of course, you would pick the scarf that nobody would wear that was in the kind of communal winter wear box.
That's right.
And then, like, a hat, and then, you know, a carrot for the nose, maybe. Most likely, you're picking up some rocks, and everything feature-wise is going to be a rock.
Rock.
And it is Virginia when I'm a boy. I experience time as a present moment. It is Virginia when I was a boy.
When I am a boy.
So the snowman would last about 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it would dump snow. The snow would, like, the next day, it would be 65 degrees.
Right.
And the snow would all melt, and your snowman would die. Which is beautiful. But, yeah, the idea that you would, like, not just crowdsource, like, come on, everybody, what should we use for the nose? What about
it's
this
so
rock?
It's so much more fun. It's so communal. It's so fun. It is the spirit of the thing. You know, a little well-kept secret is that I was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I spent the first couple years of my life on and off there. And
you're the first Real Housewife.
I'm the first Real Housewife. But when I would make snowmen with my mom, it would be the same thing. Twigs, sticks, even rocks, a top hat, a scarf that nobody would use. And I think we would go all out. We would do a carrot.
That's
or
nice.
Another stick, probably.
Yes, right.
And it's just more fun that way. It's like, other than the scarf and the hat, you don't have to worry about like leaving it out there, which is like, you know, with these, it's like, oh, someone go, it's melted, and now, and then you just throw it away, because it's like, if all this felt is getting...
Right. Well, that...
I don't know, like, dirty and, like, dirty snow after a little bit. I don't know.
I also, it's like, there's something beautiful about every snowman you make is a different snowman.
Goes back to the earth.
But you know what I mean? Every snowman you make is a beautiful one of Mother Nature's creations.
One of one.
One of one. And they live for however long they live. And then they return to the Earth Mother. And I do think that, like...
To dust you shall return.
Beautiful. Biblical. Biblically accurate snowman. And the... but you
we
know what I mean?
Love a biblically
like,
accurate
so many
snowman.
Of the reviews were like...
Oh, you made Frosty? Oh, I made the Archangel Gabriel.
Oh, that's so cute that you made... Oh, I made the fallen angel.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. But where I'm like, so many of the reviews were like, can't wait to use this year after year.
I know,
and it's
I
like,
agree.
Well,
then it,
Rodney's back.
The same.
We've made Rodney 6 years in a row. He gasps to life and he's like, what year is it?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Who won? Trump? And then he melts again.
Should we get into it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you want to start us off or should I?
Would you like to start us off or should I?
I asked you first.
Okay, trouble in paradise. I will go first if you like.
Okay.
I'll be kind of crazy.
Go off.
But, Riley,
crazy
I think you're
fuck.
Forgetting something.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was close. Holy owl.
I do forget. Lately, I have, honestly, since the live show when we forgot to do it, I have been forgetting to set intentions. And so I really, that's something I need to take a look at myself, because it's like, why am I forgetting to set intentions?
Right.
That's something that it's a big glaring light.
The whole point of setting an intention. Oh, sorry. I've got horrible indigestion because my feet are up and all the food is flowing back up my body the wrong way. And
let's set an intention.
I do think that the whole point of setting an intention is being present.
I agree.
And I think it speaks volumes
in the future.
That you
Well, that's because I have anxiety.
Right. And I have depression, which means I live in the past. That's why we make such a beautiful team.
Hey, and that's why, that's why we make a team, because we force each other to be in a really unhappy present.
Like, somehow together, we're able to be in a sort of horrible then and now, horrifying future present.
Not really in the future, not really in the past.
What about, this is going to be our most nostalgic.
Love that.
Chestnuts roasting on an open flame.
No, Jack Frost. Nipping at
let's do it. Okay. Nostalgic.
Okay, most nostalgic. And that was like honestly my favorite Nat King Cole version of that song.
And he did sound like
He did sound like chestnuts. Hey, do you mind if I put on? It's my favorite Christmas album from when I was a kid. Oh yeah! Oh my God! Nat King Cole, love it. This is Nat King Cole. Yeah, this is kind of the demo.
That was before the studios got to him and changed his whole sound.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. Go.
Okay, if you're gonna yell, I'll start.
Go. That was my Nat King Cole impression.
This is for Clovis 16. Clovis. It's the brand name.
Christopher Clovis.
Clovis. 16 piece. 16 piece.
16
I don't think
piece.
I saw
parsed
that,
too.
That before. Snowman decorating mitts. Snowman making kit. Winter party kids toy. Christmas holiday decoration gift. One pack.
That is my Christian birth name.
That's why it's so long. Whoa, this one is gonna be a good review. I'm picking. This is 5 stars from Lauren H.
Whoa, this is going to be a good one. I am picking.
Fucking
this
hell.
Review that I am picking is going to be a fun having
whoa,
time.
Whoa, my review.
Lauren H.
Lauren H.
Lauren. Have a holly jolly snowman.
Lauren, have a holly jolly snowman. Says 5 stars. Great quality. This was great quality. And we got such a big response to our snowman on Facebook when we posted it. LOL.
No way.
We even had our neighbors text us to say that they loved the snowman. LOL. She ends both sentences
with
LOL.
LOL. It's because it's like it's so funny. I don't even care about that kind of thing. It's just like
I guess we got a big response on Facebook. LOL.
No, like LOL. Like I just posted it and just been like, oh, it's a silly little thing. LOL. But then it's like every single Facebook friend I have is like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. LOL.
And then my neighbors, like every person who lives in the cul-de-sac is texting me. They love me. They want to marry me. LOL.
Posting. Upload a photo. It's just a regular snowman, but with like way too many like pieces for the mouth. That's where all the 16 pieces come in. Everything else is normal.
Horrifying
two eyes,
row
nose.
Of teeth. Yeah,
like a shark. So many rows. Upload photo. Enter text. Happy holidays, everybody. I never really use this platform anymore, but I just figured I wanted to come on here and share a little bit of our holiday fun. Took the kids out in the snow, first snowfall of the year, to make Sandy Claus. LOL. That's what the kids named this little guy that we made in the front yard. Anyway, hope that he brings a smile to all of your faces this holiday season, and hope everyone's staying safe and healthy. XOXO, Lauren. That was just so silly to post. Whatever. I hope it gives people a little laugh. Oh, a notification already? That's crazy. LOL.
Hi, baby. It's your Aunt Gretchen here.
I was pretty disturbed to see this scrolling through your wall. It gave me quite a fright. Hope you're well. Hopefully this is in the backyard, not the front. Wouldn't want anyone to get scared. And then a bitmoji of an old woman looking terrified.
Respond. Oh, no. A lot of O's and like the capital small, capital small, capital small. Oh, no. Aunt Gretchen, this was meant to be a silly holiday fun little thing. You know how you always took me and our cousins, parentheses, your little ones, out to the backyard and front yard in the wintertime to make snowmen? This is just like that, but for my littles. Hope everyone's staying safe and healthy. Sending you nothing but abundance of love, peace, blessings, and kisses. XO, your niece, Lauren.
Hey, baby. I guess it's just weird for me, as your aunt. I still remember you as that little girl who I would take into the backyard and also the front yard. Ha ha ha. And it's just weird to see you now using this kind of platform to put forward something this scary. I guess I figured your mama, may she rest, raised you better. If only my sissy could see you now, I wonder what she'd think about how you're raising your little ones. Dot, dot, dot. Eye roll, bitmoji.
New comment. Hey, Gretchen. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Lauren's husband, Mark. And I haven't seen you for a long time, but I couldn't help but notice the really aggressive, parentheses, even passive-aggressive, comments on my sweet baby girl's posts. We're just having some holiday fun. And how dare you, all caps, how dare you use your platform to invoke my sweet late mother-in-law. She is so proud up in heaven of her baby girl who she raised all on her own. When Lauren's father died, when Lauren was 8 months old, you barely helped at all. Granted, I wasn't there at the time to witness this firsthand, but Lauren told me that her sweet mother, may she rest, would always ask for your help in raising her 8-month-old daughter. But all you said was, no, I've got kids of my own. And yours is kind of colicky, and I don't like that. So please stay out of our family business. Wishing you nothing but peace and health and happiness this holiday season. I hope you find some joy in your Grinch heart. And then bitmoji of a guy in a plaid shirt, kind of like looking a little disappointed.
Hi, Marcus. Da da da. As my late British husband would say, chat shit, get hit. I have the receipts, Marcus. You might not have been around for this, but when my sweet sissy was raising Lauren on her own, who was there changing diapers, being present, taking the kids to school every day? It was me, not you, Marcus. And after all those years, the last thing I want to do is now help Lauren raise her children. And I think you can understand. The old bird's tired, Marcus. So leave my family out your fucking mouth.
Hey guys, Lauren here. I'm so sorry that this post has garnered so much hate and malevolence this holiday season. I only wanted to share Sandy Claus because I thought it would bring a little joy to everyone's timeline, and especially during these hard winter months. Gretchen, I know that your self-sustaining farm takes a big hit during this holiday season, and so maybe that's kind of where all of this resentment is coming from. If you need, you're more than welcome to come over to our house. We'll be happy to make you dinner anytime. I know the kids would love to see you. Anyway, again, I just want everyone to be peace and blessings. Sorry, I meant, oh, sorry, I'm doing voice to text. No, delete peace to, delete beep. I want everyone to have peace and blessings this holiday season and not be upset with each other. That's not what this time is about. I know that you changed my diapers, Aunt Gretchen, and I'm still thankful for you for that to this day. Peace and blessings. Stop fighting, Lauren.
Cut to the family holiday party. Knock, knock, knock.
Hello? Oh. Hey, Gretchen.
Hello, Marcus.
Just Marcus, fine.
All right.
You going to invite an old woman in?
Yes. You didn't give me a second. Please come in. Let me take your coat.
Alrighty. I made these.
Oh, beautiful.
They're probably garbage.
But you can throw them away if you like.
If we don't like them, then we will. But hey, maybe the dog will like it. This actually,
I wouldn't give them to the dog.
Step,
there's a lot of there's chocolate in there.
Oh, then we'll, you know, that's okay. We'll figure it out. This is a shoe-off household, please.
Oh,
we don't want any tracking of mud and snow and parasites into the house. Thank you.
That's new. But
which part?
No, I'll oblige.
Thank you. Lauren is just in the kitchen. Mm. Yep, if you would actually give me a second. Lauren's in the kitchen with the kids.
In quite the rush. It's the holidays, Marcus. Take a load off. Take a deep breath. Oh. Enjoy yourself. Maybe no need to rush.
I don't know what you're talking about, Gretchen. I'm enjoying an old-fashioned. I'm having a great time. Mm. Nat King Cole's on the radio.
Just not asking.
Bethany said you were drinking more.
What does Bethany know about my business?
Well, I just suppose she saw you the other day at the grocery store and she made a comment.
I was picking up some whiskey for the holiday party. Okay. So if she sees me buying a giant thing of Bullet bourbon, she's going to think I'm drinking that all for myself. No, I bought that for friends and family. You are more than happy. I'm more than happy to share some with you. It's at the bar.
Quite insecure shooting the messenger, are we?
Nope. I'm fully secure. I just, you know, the holidays, it's a pretty stressful time. And I want to be, you know, the bigger man. And I would like to, excuse me, don't interrupt, please, Gretchen. I would like to apologize for our little spat that we had online the other day. And I hope that there is no bad blood between us. You are welcome in our home.
And thank you very much. I was hoping I would come here and I would learn that you had been hacked. And that those messages were not, in fact, written by my lovely daughter. She feels like a daughter to me sometimes. My lovely niece and her husband.
That's interesting, because you weren't super present for her, so I don't really understand why.
Well,
she was like a daughter.
And remind me when you showed up in the picture.
I showed up. I mean, high school sweethearts. I've been here for her for quite a while.
Third act. Shall we? Do you mind if I go say hello to my niece?
I'm sorry. I would actually, before we go in, don't you have anything you'd like to say to me?
Yes, you look rather dashing in that sweater.
Thank you, but I was hoping for more of an apology for your behavior online.
Okay.
It's not becoming of a woman of a certain age to speak like
that. And what age would that be?
On the internet. Well, I wouldn't presume to know.
No, take a stab.
What? 69? 70?
Oh, you wish.
I don't know what that means, Gretchen, but
I'm gonna go say hello to my niece now.
Great. Very childish for a woman of a certain age to not apologize for her behavior.
And I'm sorry that you misconstrued my feedback.
Cut into the kitchen. Gretchen! Oh, Aunt Gretchen, thank you so much for coming.
Hello, sweetest pea.
We didn't think you were going to come.
Why not?
Well, you know, because of the what happened under my photo on Facebook.
Oh, so that
yesterday.
Was you.
Well, of course it was me.
Here I was, hoping it had been a Russian bot. Cambridge Analytica, you know?
She said the same thing to me, babe. She said,
oh, you're here again.
Hacked. Well, of course.
Excellent.
I'm here. This is my house, and Lauren is my wife.
May I have a moment alone with my niece?
Lauren? Yeah, it's okay. I can handle myself.
Beast of a man.
What do you want, Aunt Gretchen?
An apology, firstly.
From me?
A slice of pie, secondly.
Okay, well, I can give you the pie right now.
And then, thirdly, to move forward. And get back to the way things used to be between me and my little girl.
Aunt Gretchen, you know it makes me uncomfortable when you call me that.
Why?
Well, because you're my aunt. You're not my mom.
But you're my little girl, nonetheless.
Well, I'd actually really appreciate if you didn't call me that moving forward.
Well, and I would appreciate it if I could keep calling you whatever I like.
Aunt Gretchen.
Yes?
I would like an apology from you.
Oh, Rich.
You were being incredibly rude to me on my public Facebook where my kids and your kids could see. Aren't you a little bit embarrassed by your behavior?
I am deeply embarrassed. I went to the community center last night to play bingo with the girls. And they all came up to me and said some really, really horrible things.
Cut to the community center. Oh, she's here, Cruella De Vil.
Oh, please, Beverly, I simply haven't the time.
We saw you being kind of a bitch to your niece on Facebook.
Oh,
Beverly, you can't say that to her. What? She was. I mean, she was a right old hag.
Marley.
What are people going to think about us?
Beverly, please. I am here to win big this evening, and I have no time for your nonsense.
Aren't you a little ashamed?
Marley, why would I be ashamed about reinforcing the values that I and my beloved late sissy tried to instill on my niece?
Gretchen,
you in your place, didn't I? Now go sit down over there.
We've been thinking. And based on your behavior, I don't think it would do well for you to sit with us anymore at bingo.
Oh, that's quite all right by me.
Oh, so you're happy sitting with the losers?
I don't think they're losers at all.
The old biddies in the corner.
I love those ladies, and I always have. And I've never liked you very much. I've never cared for your behavior. They're better than thou, holier than thou aura that you and Beverly both project.
Fine, go sit with them if you love them so much. Oh, if you love them so much, why don't you marry them, Gretchen?
Oh, I would, if only I weren't permanently bereaved over the loss of my dear late British husband. Now, I'm going to go and sit with the quote-unquote uncool ladies in the corner, and we're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving bingo without you.
Oh, Gretchen, we never see you in the dark corners of the bingo hall.
Hello.
With the uncool girls.
Oh, don't talk about yourself that way, Mandolin.
We don't. We've heard you for years look over and say,
oh,
these old disgusting hags. Oh, they're so ugly. That's just unkind. That has even nothing to do with our age. You're just being very mean.
Oh, water under the bridge, Mandolin. I was simply joking.
Well, so what are you doing over here, then?
I was just wondering if we could get along.
You got turned away from the popular girls, didn't you?
I chose to be here with you. I looked Beverly and Marley in the eyes, and I said, you're rotten, and I want to go spend some time with those pure-hearted, lovely ladies who I've always cared deeply for, Mandolin and Marsh. Marsh and Mandolin are my favorite girls. I've always said that. Now, what are
you
we
mean
playing?
That?
Of course, Marsh, I mean that.
We always kind of thought that you hated us.
No. I mean, I'll be honest. On occasion, the amount of cigarette smoke emanating from your table did make it hard to enjoy your company. But I fear you switched to vaping. And as a result, I think I'm going to have a much better time sitting over here next to you lovely, lovely girls.
Would you like a hit?
Oh, well, you only live once.
It's mango.
Oh, my word. That rips.
Marsh, do you think... Sorry, Gretchen, can I have a moment alone with Marsh?
Oh, of course. I'll go set up my cards. B-I-N-G.
She seems nicer than she ever has.
Marsh, it seems like she's a big old fake. I don't want us to get used again. Not like last time.
Oh, come on. It will never be like last time. Last time, it knocked the wind right out of me. But this time things can be different.
Girls, remember...
We can be different.
I was just thinking, girls, you remember when we were all in high school together?
Oh, yeah, the last time.
Yes, that's what Marsh and I were just talking
about. Oh, I don't know why we never got along. I think we could have been fast friends back then.
You slashed my tires when you saw Jacob Allen in the car with me because you had a crush on him, and then you called me a cunt.
Well, it was just a bit of girl talk, I think. I think we could all agree now that we all were immature back then, and I really don't remember that C word business, but, you know.
Well, I know I speak for Marcia and myself when we say we'll never forget it, because then everyone was writing the C word on Marcia's locker. Jacob Allen called her the C word. Well, she won prom C word that year because you wrote on the sash instead of prom queen, prom cunt. And you asked everyone to write in Marsh. Marsh wasn't even a candidate. She didn't get enough votes for the first round. And then Marsh got up on stage. Oh, come on. No, I want her to remember.
But every year...
Marsh got up on that stage. And you handed the principal the envelope. And the principal looked at you, shocked, and said, "This can't possibly be right." And you said, "Read it now. It couldn't be more accurate." And the principal said, "Marsh Bean, prom cut." And you put the sash on Marsh, and everyone started chanting, "Prom cut, prom cut, prom cut." Does this ringing any bells, Gretchen?
Now that you say it, but it's such an honor now that every year since they've elected one at the homecoming dance.
But I do remember that it was around the time that you met your British boyfriend, then soon to be late husband.
Right, and that word there.
You said, "Oh, it's different over there." And I said, "Well, we're not over there, are we? We're over here in Rhode Island."
Oh, but Marsh, since we're relitigating the past all of a sudden, I seem to remember a time when you put a pig fetus in my locker.
You just happened to leave out the fact that we were science lab partners.
Well,
and we were
nevertheless
supposed to dissect it.
Nevertheless,
and you didn't do your share of homework.
I don't think Mr. Grosch ever instructed us to take the pig fetus out of the classroom, open it up, spatchcock it, and then put it in my locker. I don't think at any point did he say that was what we were
Listen,
supposed to do for the
ladies,
assignment.
Listen, ladies, I don't think that we're going to get anywhere with this. If anything, Gretchen, I feel like you being over at our table is digging up a lot of bad memories, so I think it'd be best if you go.
But don't you girls remember graduation night?
I think we have very different memories of that night, Gretchen.
But it was the party over at Jake Allen's house. Him and I were broken up by then. And it was just you and me and of course, Beverly and Molly were there. We were sitting on the roof at Jacob Allen's house and staring out at the stars and dreaming who we might marry, what children we might have. Of course, in those days, that was all.
And then you pushed Marsh off the roof.
Well, but she was ruining it.
She said, all Marsh said was she wanted to marry a cute British boy. And you said, "No, that's my thing. That can only be my thing." And you kicked her off the roof.
Well, I suppose I've grown soft in my old age.
I'll say. Come on, Marsh.
I'm sorry, Marsh. It was never my intent to hurt you. It was just my intent to teach you a lesson.
Thank you for your apology.
You're welcome.
I have learned that even though an apology is offered, I do not have to accept it.
Oh, Marsh, you rat bastard. You deserved that award and everyone since, you miserable bitch. I'm going to go over to my niece's house and harass her and her husband. All because you bitches have been so cruel to me.
Should we take a break?
I think, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes. your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, Podcats, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back.
What a beautiful song.
I hope my parents don't listen to this episode. Anyways.
Yeah. I hope no one does.
Okay. Here we go. You even ready? Are you even ready?
I suppose not.
This is from Toy My Toy Snowman Kit, Snowman Decorating Kit, 15 Pieces Snowman Making Kit, Winter Party, Kids Outdoor Toys Decoration, Christmas Holiday Decoration Gift.
Holy shit.
It's short. It's 5 stars. And you can add on to this name if you want.
Okay.
This is from Mud Turtle.
Mud Turtle Club from the 2002 film The Master of Disguise.
Great. Mud Turtle Club from the 2002 film Master of Disguise. When I was little, I really conflated that film with Austin Powers. I thought it was the same thing.
I still do.
5 stars. The title is perfect.
Did you know they filmed the Turtle Club scene on 9/11?
Yes.
What's the review?
This is perfect for kids who want a snowman.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know why it got me, because it was really giving, like, you know, when parents sometimes, like, punish kids in the way that's like, oh, well, only good little kids get snowmen for the holidays. So if you want a snowman, I guess it'd be a great gift, but you're going to have to be nice and not naughty. Oh, this is perfect for kids who want a snowman. If you're being a greedy little bugger, then maybe you don't want a snowman after all.
Yes, I mean, if I knew a little boy who wanted a snowman, this would be perfect for him. But
yes,
can't. One just isn't coming to mind. If only
so
there were
bizarre.
A little boy who wanted
a snowman
here. Darn. Oh, well, guess we're not adding it to the cart.
No, oh, Mom, please. Mom, please, please, please. No, I want the snowman. Mom, I want the snowman.
On Amazon.
Mom.
You know, this would be such a perfect gift for any little boy, a good little boy, who wanted
good.
A good
I'm
little
good.
Snowman.
I'm good.
I'm looking, like, performatively looking around the room, but I can't seem
only child.
To find
Come on.
One.
It's just me.
Huh, I guess I'll have to go back to buying books for grown-ups.
No, we've got so many. The house is literally full of books for grown-ups. It's like a library in here. Come on.
This Dino Raptor toy would be such an amazing Christmas gift. For a good,
I'm literally
obedient
so good.
Little boy.
I'm so obedient.
Who listened to Mommy when she said it's time for bed and to turn off the Nintendo Switch.
No, I'm
if only, looking around the room again, if only there were a good, obedient
I'm
little
here.
Kid.
I'm here.
To play with this raptor who would really enjoy it. Because
raptors.
Only good little boys named Ethan get raptors for Christmas.
That's my name. That's literally my name. Mom, Mommy,
well,
Mommy, Mommy, Mommy,
I guess
mommy,
time
mommy,
to get
mommy,
more lilac-scented bubble bath suds
no.
for adults.
No, the whole house reeks of lilac, Mommy. Please. I have asthma. I can't handle any more scents. Please.
10-pound chocolate button bag. Oh, my God. And Cadbury, no less. Wow. This would be a perfect treat for kind little boys who don't put shaving cream in the pie instead of whipped cream.
It was a prank. Come on, I was just pranking you.
I so wish I had a kind little boy who would enjoy chocolate like
God,
this.
I'm literally so good.
But I can't seem to find any.
Look at me, Barbara.
Oh, Ethan.
Look at me.
Honey, I didn't realize that you were in the computer room with me.
I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Ethan, honey, what is enraging you so?
You're saying all this stuff. Like, there's not a little boy here who wants a raptor toy or chocolate, but I've been here, and you've been treating me like Cass was a friendly ghost. But this ghost is not feeling very friendly today, Mother.
Ethan, calm down.
Add
Ethan,
it
was just
cart.
A joke. It was just a joke. Ethan, it was just a joke. I was just kidding. I know you're here.
Shaving cream in the pie?
I know you're here.
You're going to be wishing I put shaving the cream in the pie ever. I'm done with you.
Ethan, that's not very kind.
I'm going to put shaving cream
this,
in your dialysis machine.
If you think that saying naughty things like that is going to get you a raptor or chocolate or a snowman making kit for Christmas, you have got another thing coming, mister.
I'm going to put shaving cream in Grandma's dialysis machine.
Mister Ethan Hawk Slater.
What?
No, don't you pull that little nice guy routine with me.
I just wanted a present.
I know you did. But you're going to get the present of a timeout. So you can sit in the present and think about your words, mister. You go to your room and you think about what you've done.
Okay, I'll go upstairs.
No, I won't fall for that this time. I won't fall for that this time. That's not going to work on Mommy. It's not going to work on mommy. You know what you can do? You want to know what might help you? Why don't you go read grandma a book? She's in bed. It might help you practice your reading skills, and it might help.
Okay. Well, if I do that, will I get the chocolate and the raptor toy?
We'll see.
Okay.
Because I don't want you doing this. Oh, I don't want you being like, oh, I want to do this so that I can get something. I want you to do this so that you can be a good little boy and spend time with your grandma.
I love grandma.
What you just said you'd put shaving cream in her dialysis machine.
It would
machine.
Be a prank if I did that. And no, go upstairs. Everybody knows. And go be knows nice to your
grandma. Go be nice to your grandma.
Okay. What book should I read?
Whatever you want.
Okay, I'll pick one of your books. Old people books.
One of the adult books. That's fine. I'm sure she'll like that.
Okay. Also, why do we keep grandma up so many stairs? She's so old. It seems unfair.
It keeps her on her toes, literally. Now, up with you.
Keeps her on her ass. She keeps falling down.
Ethan.
I'm sorry. It's true. Grandma keeps falling.
Ethan.
Okay. Trumps up the stairs. Stomps up the stairs. Okay, time for me to pick a book from the shelf. One of Mommy's adult books. Let's see here. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. That sounds boring and old. I hate this family. And I hate Christmas. Hi, Grandma.
Ethan?
Yes, Grandma.
Did I just hear you say you hate Christmas?
Sometimes I feel that way, yeah.
Can I let you in on a little secret?
I suppose.
When I was your age, I hated Christmas too.
Really?
And so did your mother.
When you were my age, like when you were a little girl, back in old times, mm-hmm. Was your mom really mean too?
Well, I think she was just trying to get me to be a good, obedient little girl. Yeah. She would always do this mean trick on me where she would bribe me with toys and treats.
My mom's like
that.
And
then pretend like I wasn't even there.
My mom literally does that. Your daughter, my mom, does that. You know this, right?
That's because I did it to her, and now she's doing it to you.
Cycles of abuse.
That's right, Ethan. Well, Ethan,
I'm here
did
to...
your mother send you up here as a timeout?
No, she didn't send me. I came of my own volition.
And is that the truth, Ethan?
No, she told me to. But that doesn't mean I'm not happy to be here.
You know, I've always thought you were a very sweet little boy. And sometimes you can be a little monster, pinch your cheek. But I know that deep down, you are a good boy who does deserve a raptor and chocolate and a snowman building kit. Anything you want.
You mean that?
Yes. Is that a book you have for me, Ethan?
Yeah, I know your eyesight's not great, so I figured maybe I could read to you.
Oh, I'd love spending time with my grandson. So why don't you read me a bit of the book, and then I'll see about that raptor.
Let me turn your dialysis machine up. Sounds like you're struggling. There we go. More kidney juice. This is some old person book I found downstairs. It's called A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Ethan, turn the machine back down a bit, please.
Shh, Grandma, I'm reading.
Ethan.
Chapter 1, Marley's Ghost. Marley was dead to begin with. There's no doubt whatsoever about that. The register of his... Six hours later.
Grandma's dead. Grandma's been dead for hours.
Oh my God. And over time, Scrooge became the best fellow that London Town had ever seen.
Ethan!
Even Tiny
Ethan,
Tim.
Honey, it's dinner time.
God bless us, everyone.
Coming into the room. Ethan, oh, you read Grandma to sleep.
I read the whole book, Ma. She really enjoyed it. She was quiet the whole time.
Ethan?
Yeah, Mommy? Do I get the toys now?
There's cans of shaving cream all along the bed. Ethan.
What?
What did you do?
I read the whole book, like you told me to.
Ethan, why is Grandma covered in shaving cream?
Because I read the story, and I learned the lesson.
Ethan, did you heal Grandma? Oh my God, oh
I
my
made
God,
her a mother. Ghost so that she could oh haunt you God. And teach you the true meaning of Christmas, which is being nice to little boys. I'm Tiny Tim, and you're Ebenezer Scrooge, and Grandma...
Oh God!
She's the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh God, Ethan, how could you do this?
Tonight, you'll be visited by three ghosts. One of them's going to be Grandma, and then the next one's going to be basically be Santa Claus. And then the third one's Death, I think.
God, to 20 years later, Ethan's doing Christmas shopping for his kids.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Born in a bedside, hey, Daddy.
Born
in a Daddy, yes. I have my list for Santa.
Okay, Lucinda, let's take a look.
Okay, I want a puppy. I want the latest Bratz dolls, the ones with like kind of they've got cool boots and cool I think bralettes on, which are
Bratz
awesome.
Dolls, huh?
And
if there was ever something I thought would die with my generation, it was Bratz dolls. But I guess they still make them 20 years later, huh? All right.
And I want maybe a pair of high heeled shoes.
Oh, that's a little. Not sure you're ready for that. That might be tough for you to walk in, champ. You're still struggling with the Velcro.
I know, but just so I could feel like a grown-up.
All right. Well, puppy might be tough because we already have six. The Bratz dolls, we could probably make that work. And the high heels, I'm sure I can find somewhere online that makes a children's size 4 high heel.
We or Santa?
Sorry, I meant we as in me and Santa.
Oh. Okay.
Remember I explained that sometimes Daddy does 1099 work outside of his normal job?
Yeah, that kind of went in one ear and out the other
yeah.
for me.
Well, I consult for Santa sometimes. I give him a little advice about what kids might want.
Oh, that's yeah. cool. What do other kids want?
You know Tony down the street?
Uh-huh.
He wants a new bike. So.
Oh, I think I want a new bike now.
Sure, let's add it to the list. Why not? Anything for my little girl.
Daddy, you're being really nice.
Of course.
Sometimes Mommy calls you the ghost of Christmas past, Daddy, but I think you're being a good Santa Daddy right now.
Yeah. I really wish she wouldn't do that, but remember how sometimes we talked about how grown-ups hurt each other's feelings on purpose?
Mm-hmm. Again, that kind of went in one ear and out the other.
Yeah. It's just a thing grown-ups do, and even though it's not very nice, we seem to do it anyway. But that's what I love so much about you kids. You never hurt my feelings on purpose.
No, just an accident.
Right, and that barely counts.
all that to say, one thing I do want for Christmas that I've been a little nervous to ask you about.
Uh-huh.
You know how I go back and forth to Mommy's house every other week?
Yeah.
My perfect Christmas, and if Santa can make this happen, would be for all of us to be a family again.
Oh, Lucy. We've talked about this.
But I haven't asked Santa for this ever. And I've been a good girl all year. You know, all the time you're like, only good girls have married parents. Only good girls get their parents back together. And I've been saving up all of my good girlness all year just to make sure you and Mommy get back together.
Yeah. You see, Lucy, you'll understand when you're older. There are some sins that can never be forgiven. Here on Earth. Sorry. Here on our planet Earth, where we live, in Nebula 9, or even up in heaven. And when Mommy found out about one of the sins that Daddy had done when he was around your age, she said she couldn't love me anymore. And I understood that. And I chose to leave and give her space. and she's very happy with Mark. And we're just going to move on.
Santa's never come to Orth before. What makes you think that this year he'll come to our planet?
Sweetie, when the sea levels began to rise back on Earth, we set our sights on the stars.
Let's see our next review.
Santa was one of the first to die in the Great Flooding. You see, his home, the North Pole, melted. All the elves drowned first.
Nebula 9. That was a normal one. That was a normal one. Everything
Nothing
about it was normal.
Scary or sad about killing your own grandma with shaving cream in her dialysis machine. Da, da, da. Should I do another review?
Yeah, why not?
Unless you have one you're dying to do.
Unless you have one you're dying to do.
Let me see. Let's take a peeky here.
Oh.
Okay, here's... I actually do like this one.
Okay.
This is for the same one I did before, the Clovis. This is from Mark S.
Mark.
Stupefied.
Mark Stupefy, which would be my name if I was a magician. 5 stars. Snowman outfit, thumbs up. Snow, thumbs down. Want a surefire way not to get Daniel? Buy this or
what?
Any snow toy. Haha. Cute, and the grandkids were excited. However, no snow from that point on.
Sorry, one more time?
Okay, it's pretty clear to me, Riley. Want a surefire way not to get Daniel? Buy this or any snow toy. Cute, and the grandkids were excited. However, no snow from that point on.
Not to get Daniel?
I have to believe that somehow no got auto-corrected to Daniel. Want a surefire way
not to get Daniel?
Buy this or any snow toy. Cute, and the grandkids were excited. However, no snow from that point on. It's like she got snow right twice.
But not... Want a surefire way not to get Daniel?
Oh, you want a surefire way not to get Daniel? Well. Buy this or any snow toy.
I did see a lot of reviews about, like, got it. No snow yet. Still waiting on snow.
Seems like you put the cart before the horse a little bit.
Want a surefire way not to get Daniel? That is crazy. That is a crazy autocorrect.
Want a surefire way not to get Daniel?
Sorry, autocorrect. Meant snow.
Alrighty, now we're gonna cut to Samantha with the weather on the nines.
Thanks, Jason. Happy holidays, all you little reindeer. Hope everyone's staying safe on the roads this evening because we have a big, big load coming in. Whoops, and I meant storm. That was an autocorrect. We got a big storm coming in this week that's going to bring huge showers, both snow and sleet and rain to these roads. So if you want to get out there and get horny, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That was an autocorrect. I meant if you want to get out there and get ready, then you're going to want to put some chains on your tires. I'm so sorry. We're going to cut back to you.
All righty, Samantha. That certainly was an interesting report. We were not expecting you to cut back so soon, but we're going to go right ahead and go to Daniel in the field. He's reporting live from the Black Friday sales down at the Walmart. Are you over there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. We are here in the Walmart. It is the busiest day of the year for these stores. We got deals on deals on death. I'm so sorry. I meant deals. That was a typo. That was a typo from the studio. I meant death. You know, I'm just here reading off the monitor.
Is there any worry out there, Daniel, that the big load that Samantha was talking about might have an impact on the people, folks trying to drive home from the store today?
If you mean the big storm, then certainly there is. We got everyone putting their chains on their cocks. I'm so sorry. I mean their cars.
On their cars.
And
how about
that
horniness that Samantha was talking about? Have you seen any evidence of that out there on the roads?
If you mean the fear of driving on these black ice roads, then yes, again, we've got people calling their loved ones saying they might be a little bit late for dinner.
Alrighty, well, thank you so much for that report. And I guess we're just going to go ahead and say to all those folks watching at home or listening in their cars, please, please, please drive your cocksure. Sorry, drive your car. This is teleprompter is really acting up. Drive your car home safe and sound and don't come on the road. Well, let's see. So. Let's go to commercial.
Producer in the studio. Guys, what is going on? Who is running the teleprompter tonight?
I don't know. I mean, I just my career over. I just said cock and cum on TV.
No, it's okay. I'm not firing anybody because everyone has said cock or cum
right,
or horny. It's everyone's in the same boat.
It was like as soon as Samantha
who's on the roster tonight
started saying horny, I just couldn't help myself.
No,
right,
it's
Samantha?
That's different. That's different. Crazy, so sorry. So Samantha, let me just look back at the transcript. Yeah, no, Samantha, that was not on you. The teleprompter did say big load and horny and let me see
something
Daniel
about
at
Samantha talking
Black
about that.
Friday. No, myself. He's that the transcript did say cock for him and Jason,
Samantha,
let me just
you
see
come
for
over here?
You.
Come over here, Samantha. Let's
okay.
Talk about this.
Your transcript seems completely fine.
That's so bizarre, Samantha. Samantha, why don't you come over and take a look? Just
well,
Samantha's opinion.
No, I'm in touch-ups for hair and makeup right now, so I'm going to stay over here.
So there was really nothing about cum or cock on mine.
No, not on yours. Not on yours,
so
Jason.
Bizarre. It was happening to everybody and me too, and then it just was like, I guess mine got edited again.
It's okay. We're back from commercial, so let's just all keep it G-rated. You know, we got families watching this. So, especially you, Jason, just like really make sure it seems like your teleprompter is not the one acting up. So even if everybody else is acting weird, you're our anchorman, right? You're holding it down. So you got to hold it down.
I am the captain
all right.
of this
and
ship.
And we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, Los Angeles isn't the only town. The Christmas tree lighting in Town Square is going to be brighter than the sun and bigger than my piece. Alrighty, let's go live to Rebecca reporting live from the field. She's going to be telling us about that Christmas tree lighting ceremony, which is very reminiscent of my huge member.
I'm so sorry. I'm out here in Town Square, but Jason, I'm kind of getting mixed messages. Never mind. I'm being told by producers.
Let's just go ahead and read what's on the prompter,
Rebecca.
Read
what's on the prompter. Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm reporting live from Town Square, where we are moments away from the big tree lighting ceremony. Everyone is getting so wet. Oh, I'm so sorry. Everyone. No, it does say wet. Everyone is getting so excited. I can't believe that was autocorrect. Everyone's getting so excited for this big, giant, girthy tree to light up the night sky for us. Girthy. We're going to keep going. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I have some friends with me here. These are local college students, Amber and Tiffany. They come to this tree lighting ceremony every year. Girls, are you so excited to see this tree lit up?
We've come in every year for the last 3 years since we've been here at the college. You know, it's something that makes it real fun to live here and enjoy the Christmas season.
Oh, and that's fantastic. And so who's excited to get the most spanked tonight? Who's excited to get the most
Rebecca,
hot chocolate tonight?
Sign me up.
Jason, we're going to come back to you.
Put me on that list. All righty, Rebecca out there in the field looking perky as ever. All righty, let's take a look over and see what Samantha's doing on the forecast. See if maybe she's recovered from her mishap in...
Thank you so much. I have recovered. Everything is good with my teleprompter now. I would just like to apologize on behalf of all of us here at KTLA 5 for any confusion, any inappropriate language. We understand this is a family show and we love to keep it that way. So again, we are so sorry. We are having a lot of issues with our teleprompter tonight. But that being said, there is a huge monster cock on. It's, oh my God, I'm a monster storm.
He's sitting right here.
Sorry, Jason, I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to throw it back to you. Please stay safe while you're driving. I'm so sorry.
Alrighty, folks. I think it's safe to say that we are having some issues tonight, and it's not all being caused by the huge load. Some of it's being caused by some sort of hacker in our midst who is interrupting this broadcast by hacking into the teleprompter, I suppose. And I'm getting a message now from the producer that he would like me cut to commercial and resign. Alrighty, so we're gonna go ahead and cut to commercial really quick, and we'll be right back with you after this little message from Ozempic.
And we're out.
So obviously,
bizarre.
No, we obviously can see what's happening now.
Making me say all this horny cum stuff.
You
very odd, right, Samantha?
One, stop talking to Samantha, and two, you are obviously fired. Right. Right.
We're and all you know fired, why? Right?
Nope, just you. Because
we've been reading this smut.
I see you under the. You are the hacker. I see you with the little keyboard under the desk writing right. cock, right. cum,
could have
big
been
load.
Any of us. Absolutely.
And it is you. And everyone has eyes on you doing it.
Could have been anyone.
So, Jason, we are going to have to ask you to right. please. Samantha, you can take over for. Oh my God, neon anchor? Yes, you'll be anchor
that
for the rest
seems
of the night.
Short sighted.
We're going to find a replacement at some point, but Jason, thank you so much for your years of hard work and dedication, and it's time for you to go.
All right.
I Please get you. Out of the desk.
Make me.
Please get off of the desk now.
Make me. Cut back. Cut back.
No, please. We have to go back in 10 seconds.
Turn
please,
the cameras on.
Jason, please.
I'm not going anywhere.
Jason, I swear to God, five. Guys, we're rolling. Five, four, no, but three. Oh, Jason, get off the desk now.
Reporting you live from the studio, my name is Jason. I want to just say a message out there to all the lovely watchers and listeners on America's last remaining dual broadcast TV and radio station. I've always hated this city. For as long as I've lived here, I've hated it. It's one of the most boring, puritanical, least sexy places I've ever lived. And I don't want to be here anymore. And I guess I did this to teach you all a lesson that it's okay to be horny at work. And that, in fact, it can be fun. And if you weren't all such downers, maybe this town would be fun to live in. Anyway, I hadn't really thought any further than this. This was kind of my whole culmination, if you will. Speaking of culmination, let's see what's going on with Samantha over there at the weather.
Apologies again. I don't know how many times I have to apologize on behalf of the studio tonight. Our anchor man, previous anchor man, Jason's words do not represent us or our values as a clearly. Channel, as a company. What's that?
Just saying clearly they don't.
Clearly, no.
I was let go.
Yes. No. We here at KTLA 5, we do not believe that it is okay to be horny at work, especially on. Nope. Please, can someone turn his mic off? We believe that everyone should feel safe and respected and valued at their workplace. And so,
that is
again,
not mutually exclusive with horniness.
I just want to apologize on behalf of Jason and our whole team. Again, this is really not how we wanted to start our winter broadcast. We want everyone to have a really safe, happy, healthy holidays. And, you know, as everyone's out there driving on the roads tonight, please be careful of the big load and be careful.
What a witch hunt. What a witch hunt. You can't say anything anymore. This goddamn industry.
Should we do our last segment?
Yeah, I suppose.
This check me out. Long, are you okay?
I don't know that coffee.
Yeah, Alf, what's been shaking your ass?
What's been shaking me? Well, let's start with you. See what's going on over there. Tinseled.
What?
What's shaking you?
What's shaking me is Daniel and I watched Big Fish last night. I haven't seen it in a really long time, and it was Daniel's first time seeing it. And I
love that movie.
Was heaving, sobbing. I could not stop crying. If you guys haven't seen Big Fish, it is such a beautiful film. Please go watch it. It's really great. And the ending just tore me apart. I forgot how fucking beautiful and sad it is. And so, yeah. I cried a lot. Yesterday, I cried a lot. I cried a lot yesterday. And then one of my stepbrothers.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but one of my stepbrothers' girlfriends. So famously, I cry all the time.
Your
and
stepbrother has multiple girlfriends? Wait till they find out about each other.
So my older stepbrother, his girlfriend. So my favorite spirit is gin. My favorite alcoholic spirit is gin. And
is Marley's ghost.
And so I was making a gin cocktail last night, but she didn't even see me making it, and she just goes, you know, gin is the alcohol that makes you cry the most. And my mom's like, Riley, did you hear that? And she saw me like pouring. I'm like, oh well, It's par for the course. Don't need it much for me,
watch,
I guess.
Did you watch Big Fish with, like, your mom?
With Daniel.
Just with Daniel.
And my older stepbrother.
Okay. Okay, because watching that movie with a parent, that
oh no, it was horrible. So anyway, it was like gin, which I guess makes you cry. I would be crying regardless.
Of course.
Plus Big Fish, plus being on the rag, a lot of tears. What's been shaking me is I could not believe how much I was able to cry last night. I'm so exhausted today from crying. Huh?
Can we make merch that just says normalize being on the rack?
yeah, Jin, learning that Jin makes you cry, I guess, and Big Fish being a beautiful testament to the power of storytelling.
Hey, Tim Burton, please make live action movies again.
I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful work.
It's such a good movie. I love it.
So it was a pretty convoluted what shook me, but I guess... storytelling and
alcohols have I love gin. I mean, as we all know,
I love gin. I think tequila is like a I don't know if any of this is true or not, but from what I've heard, it's like tequila is the part. Tequila is the one that like makes you energized and happy.
That explains it.
And gin makes you cry. But
in my experience, they all made me sadder.
Alf, what's been shaking your ass?
I made those pumpkin chocolate chip cookies that you were talking about. I made them twice now in the last 2 weeks. And both times I've made them, one was for a Friendsgiving, one was for a Thanksgiving. Both times, huge crowd pleasers, huge hits.
Cookie's a real crowd pleaser.
Everyone's going, where did you get this cookie recipe? Who told you about these cookies? How do you find out about these cookies? I go, my co-host, Rally,
my colleague.
My colleague, my peer in the scene.
My peer in the scene.
Ah, you've activated my pumpkin chocolate chip cookie, which allows me to be likable at events in spite of my heinous personality. But yeah,
that's lovely.
You know, ever since I moved to living alone, and I've started cooking more again for whatever reason, and I've started baking more again, and it's just you know, I don't feel so self-conscious about kind of dominating the kitchen for like 12 hours, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean? So it's been nice to fall back in love with the joy of cooking.
Oh, I have another what shook me really quick that I'm just remembering now.
You looked so scared
of you.
Yeah, when you said oh.
Oh, shit.
You forgot it already.
Oh my God.
I was talking about the joy of cooking, the joy of baking, loving living alone, pumpkin chocolate chip. I guess we'll never know.
No. Okay. So at the time of recording, so when this comes out, December 5th.
Correct.
We will have just premiered Chauncey, and my short film at Dances with Films New York. It'll be the world premiere, and we're going to do some more festivals, fingers crossed, and then we're going to release it, and I'm so excited about that. And while we're in New York, we're going to go see – so that's very exciting, but we're also going to go see Sleep No More, which is closing forever January.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So if you guys don't know Sleep No More, it's the coolest show I've ever fucking seen in my life, and it's been running for like 12, 13 years in New York. And so we're going on Thursday.
Right.
About what?
What they said to me when they kicked me out.
What do you mean?
They said we're gonna have to close because of this.
Oh, got it. But yeah, so but we're very excited to premiere Chauncey.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Anything to plug?
My ears every time I hear your grating voice.
I'd like to do a little plug at the beep. So today is December 5th, and today is the launch day for I believe it's an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter. I can't remember, but it's one of the two. And the link will be in my bio for a film that Daniel and I are a part of called Homewrecker.
And it's a blast. And if you go check it out, we have a little video that kind of explains it. This awesome filmmaker, writer, director reached out to us and got us to be part of it and brought us on. And it's just such a cool story. So that's a film we're going to be making soon. If you want to go check out the Kickstarter, we'd really appreciate it. So I will link that. But it's called Homewrecker. And we have an Instagram called Homewrecker Film. To check that out.
Yeah, and I don't have anything to plug.
You can find Alfred on Instagram at AlfredInnet. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview, Reddit r/ReviewReview, and the Discord ReviewReview.
I do have something to plug. I just
and Patreon.com/RileyandJeff. What?
By the time this comes out, December 5th, we will have started the voting
That's
process
right!
for the best of
episode. Best of!
So please go to the
We'll
Discord,
promote links
Reddit.
For that.
Yeah,
Reddit, Discord,
if
you're our bios.
Hard enough, you'll find it.
Yeah. But yeah, best of. Start voting for your favorite eps of the year.
Just not rushing on it. You can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley and Spa, and on Twitter.com, now known as X. com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it, but I'm not saying it.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Original.